to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I considered who can best bust through the Orwellian Obama rhetoric, who can best bust through these ideas of America never taking steps towards energy when we have the natural resources here and we can do it, and who can best bust through that radical left kind of dispensation and desire to mistreat those who are defenseless, mistreat those who perhaps have some disadvantages by making them more beholden to government. Who best can contrast themselves from that? I thought who best could do that, my own personal opinion, is the cheerful one. It's Newt Gingrich.
There's Sarah Palin sharing who she voted for in Alaska's caucuses. It was Super Tuesday yesterday. The caucuses and primaries of Super Tuesday over. Presidential race for the GOP is now on to the next page. We start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the results from the Tuesday contests. Mitt Romney won in Alaska, Idaho, Massachusetts, Vermont, Virginia, and in Ohio. Rick Santorum won North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Gingrich won his home state of Georgia. Ron Paul didn't win any of the states. So next Saturday, there is a caucus in Kansas. The breakdown of all 10 Super Tuesday contests by state comes up pretty easily. I think we've got it listed at DougSteffen.com. So you got the picture in terms of what we'll talk about during much of the hour, the candidate's point of view, the radio and television host's point of view, and your point of view at 800-510-8255. We'll start taking calls right away as to the results of the primary in Alaska. Romney got 33% of the vote, Santorum 29%, Ron Paul 24%, Newt Gingrich 14%. Does that mean that Sarah Palin is out of touch with the mainstream of the Republican Party because the person she voted for got the least votes in her home state? In Georgia, Gingrich won 47% of the vote there. Romney came in second with 26%. Santorum had 20% of the vote. In Georgia, Ron Paul got 65 votes. Let's see here. Mitt Romney, 15. Let me see. Idaho, Romney, 62%. Santorum, 18%. Ron Paul got 18% as well, and Newt Gingrich only got 2%. In Massachusetts, not unexpectedly, Romney got 72% of the Republican vote in the primary there. Santorum, 12%. Ron Paul, 10%. Newt Gingrich, 9%. Rick Santorum, 40%. Ron Paul, 28%. Mitt Romney, 24%. Newt Gingrich, 8% in North Dakota. In Ohio, Romney got 38%. Santorum, 37%. Gingrich, 15%. Ron Paul, 9%. Let's see here. Where do we go from that point? Oklahoma. Oh, there we are. Yes, there's Oklahoma. Rick Santorum with 34%. Mitt Romney, 28%. Newt Gingrich, 27%. Ron Paul, 10%. Tennessee, Rick Santorum, 37%. Romney, 28%. Newt Gingrich, 24%. Ron Paul, got 9%. In Vermont, Romney, 40%. Ron Paul, 25%. Rick Santorum, 24%. Newt Gingrich, 8%. Romney, 60%. Paul, 40%. That's how Virginia shaped up, and that's how all of the voting was done. And to people wonder how I voted, I voted. I don't think it's a surprise. In the Massachusetts primary, absentee ballot for Ron Paul. That's the way it shapes up from yesterday. And let us get into what some of the candidates have had to say, as we'll hear from all four of them, and then an overview of hosts and their, I guess they think they're experts. Let them think that. 800-510-8255. A wonderful day and a wonderful way to start the day with the results of the GOP contest, and that comes along in just a moment here on the Countdown.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. As we update the results, the candidates speak. And Mitt Romney, who did all right everywhere. Well, he did okay. There was some worry about whether Santorum would win in Ohio. Romney clinched that. Here he talks about the president in his speech to supporters.
I've also met some people who are hurting under this stagnant Obama economy, and their stories are heartbreaking. Some people have lost their jobs. Others are working two jobs just to make ends meet. Some used to be middle income, and now they're struggling again, right back where they started. As you know, the prices for gasoline and food and clothing and health care keep going up, but their paychecks stay the same if they're lucky. President Obama keeps telling these Americans that the recovery's here. But for them, the recession is not over, that's for sure. You know, from generation to generation in this country, Americans have always known that the future would be brighter and better. We've always believed in a tomorrow full of possibility and prosperity and security. That deep confidence in a better tomorrow is the basic promise of America. But today that promise is being threatened by a faltering economy and a failed presidency. To the millions of Americans who look around and can only see jobs they can't get and bills that they can't pay, I have a message. You have not failed. You have a president that's failed you, and that's going to change. You know, when he was campaigning, President Obama said he'd create jobs. But for 36 straight months, unemployment has been above 8%. And he also said he'd cut the deficit in half. And he's doubled it. I mean, as you know, the debts today are too high. The opportunities are too few. And we've seen enough of this president over the last 3 years to know that we don't need another five of this president. That's for sure. This president's run out of ideas. He's run out of excuses. And in 2012, we're going to get him out of the White House.
Out of the out. A little bit of Freudian slip. He's not inspiring. We know that he's not. He's not exciting. But is he competent? That's the question you ask yourself. And for me, the answer is yes. What is it for you? Is Romney competent? You know he's going to win this thing. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't think he ought to. 800-510-8255. The Republicans fighting among themselves. Been pretty disgusting, pretty demeaning to people who want to just see a white knight come in and take care of it. And I don't mean that in a facetious, that's not to be taken. Somebody's going to say, wow, he's a racist. No, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Here's Rick Santorum.
We have people who believe that America's best days are behind us. They believe that it's no longer possible for free enterprise, a free economy, and free people to be able to build strong communities and families and be able to provide for themselves and their neighbors. No, we now need an increasingly powerful federal government to do this for us. The reason that Karen and I ultimately decided to get into this race was because of that issue, and in particular, one issue. I've said it almost every stump speech I've given. If it wasn't for one particular issue that, to me, breaks the camel's back with respect to liberty in this country, and that is the issue of Obamacare.
All right, so the Obamacare thing comes up again for Santorum. That's been one of the linchpins of his campaign thus far. Newt Gingrich talked about his campaign after the Georgia win.
I hope the analysts in Washington and New York who spent June and July explaining our campaign was dead will watch this tonight and learn a little bit from this crowd and from this place. We survived the national elite's effort to kill us in the summer because of you, because people who said we are not going to allow the elite to decide who we are allowed to nominate. And so with your help, thousands and thousands of people came to Newt.org, and with your help, we survived the two most difficult months of a career which goes back to August of 1958.
All right, so there's Gingrich now talking about the amount of money he's taken in. Here's Ron Paul with his message.
We are going to send a very loud message to the rest of the country. And I'll tell you what, I've said so many times, the American people are way ahead of Washington. Washington is sound asleep. We're on the right track, so make sure they hear our message all the way to D.C. And that message is not complex. Most people in this country realize that we're having problems. Like, we spend too much money now and then, and we borrow too much money now and then. The government grows, and leaps by leaps and bounds. But one of the things that they have done over these last 100 years that has been very detrimental, especially in the last 40 years, is they want government to grow endlessly. We don't have the money. They run out of borrowing power. Guess what they do? You would have never guessed. They start printing money. And, of course, that leads to more problems. Now the world's facing a debt crisis, and the debt crisis is a consequence, a natural consequence, a predictable consequence of the monetary system that we have. So we embarked 100 years ago with a central bank, which Thomas Jefferson tried so desperately to prevent. So they haven't done a very good job. They took the dollar of 1913 now is worth one penny. So I would say it's time we celebrate next year the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve by repealing the Federal Reserve Act.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. digest, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. You can email me, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow us. And partly this is a program because it's aimed at giving you a summary of what's going on. And in some circumstances, we find ourselves a little ahead of the curve because there's nobody else on the air live at the moment with a review of all of this stuff. So maybe we're making some news, or at least the things that are coming out are first time for some of you. A lot of the stuff that gets, you know, as well as I do, a lot of these programs, whether they're local or national, talk about the same things in the same way. It almost sounds like all the people hosting these programs listen to a few people and then they copy a lot of it. I don't know if that'll be the case anymore. A lot of people used to copy a lot of what Rush Limbaugh did, but boy, he's in the soup. Maybe we'll have some time to talk about that later on this hour. Right now, though, we're talking about the candidates and the way people voted yesterday in Super Tuesday. So let's listen to some of the news people talking about it. From MSNBC, Rachel Maddow talked to a correspondent who works for NBC named Ron Mott about a rumor that the Santorum campaign is planning to try to persuade Gingrich to get out.
Ron, I have to ask you about a report that we've just had that the Santorum campaign is moving on from just intimating that Newt Gingrich should get out of the race and clear the way for Rick Santorum to actually calling on party activists, Tea Party supporters and others to pressure Newt Gingrich to leave the race so it could be a Rick Santorum versus Mitt Romney versus Ron Paul race. Have you heard anything from that on that issue from the Santorum campaign, or does that seem right to you?
Well, hey there, Rich. You know, there may be a little bit of a divide in the Santorum camp because the national spokesperson said that they are not going to ask Newt Gingrich to get out of the race, but a senior campaign strategist is suggesting that that's exactly what they will ask of those conservative voters, those Tea Party voters, is to try to persuade Newt Gingrich to give up his bid. After all, if you look at the scorecard, Rick Santorum with the victories tonight has 7 primary and caucus victories to Newt Gingrich's 2, and so they would like to make the case that he is the conservative choice in this race. The spokesperson is saying that if Newt Gingrich did in fact drop out of this race, that immediately one would think that Rick Santorum would be able to poll 10, 12 points higher in a lot of these races, and that could certainly change the tone and tenor of this campaign going forward. But that is clearly the case that they're going to make, is that tonight, with these victories tonight, that Rick Santorum is clearly the conservative's choice in this race, and that if they have a shot at beating President Obama, they believe it's going to be with a conservative and not with Mitt Romney. At least that's what they're trying to sell.
Rachel? Ron, there would obviously be sort of a carrot and stick here. Obviously, the stick would be party activists and Tea Party supporters complaining that Newt Gingrich should leave the race. Is there anything, though, that the Santorum campaign that you know of could offer Newt Gingrich to try to persuade him to leave? Anything that they could dangle in front of him that might entice him?
Well, we'd have to see. You wonder if there are going to be some behind-the-scenes conversations. This is a very delicate dance that the Santorum folks have to make here, because obviously you don't want to offend the Gingrich supporters with races upcoming next week in Alabama and Mississippi. You don't want those folks going to the polls to vote for Newt Gingrich, specifically despite Rick Santorum for trying to push their choice out of the race at this point. So we'll just have to see if there is some sort of talk that we will get underway between these two camps about the best way to go forward. But clearly the Santorum folks think that after tonight, now is the time for one of these two gentlemen to get out of the race, and one would suspect, looking at the scorecard alone, that Newt Gingrich would be the odd man out here.
All right. So there's an analysis on the MSNBC liberal side. From the conservative side, here's Brett Hume from Fox.
Newt Gingrich likes to complain that Romney's been campaigning for 6 years or whatever. Well, that's hard work. That's one of the things that gets you ahead in America. You know, when you think about last summer when Newt Gingrich was having a blow up with his staff and people were leaving and he was taking a cruise and so on. Well, Romney wasn't doing any of that stuff. He was out there working hard, building his national organization, raising the money that he's now used to great effect and advantage against Rick Santorum, whose 2006 loss, I think, is what kept him from being able to raise the kind of money he would have needed to build a national organization. So in the end, it came down to a contest between two, what I call hopscotch candidates, and one national organization, and so far the national organization is winning.
All right, so there's Britt Hume on Mr. Romney. It's 28 past the hour.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Warren Wiedhahn, 1st Marine Division, 5th Marine Regiment, U.S. Marine Corps.
When we landed at Pusan, they needed replacements, so I was assigned to a mortar outfit. That morning, we were on a hillside, and you could see the enemy on the other side, the North Koreans. So we looked, and we said, uh-oh, here comes incoming. And they fired, and the round hit right between my buddy and myself. He was knocked out. I was knocked out. I found out later on he had been killed, but I was knocked out and fell flat on my back. I was taken in a jeep, an ambulance jeep, to the rear. I was patched up, and they needed replacements, so within the matter of 48 hours, I'm back up at the front again.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better.
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Still on board with what's happening here, the Doug Steffen way of operating this less than conventional talk radio programming that we listen to. All the talk radio hosts monitor talk radio stations around the country and talk television to give you an idea of what people are thinking. My father used to call it customer preference. So we'll have a couple of radio hosts here, and then we'll get into the situation from your point of view at 800-510-8255. Let's begin in this half hour with the radio host Nick Reed. He focuses on Romney and how he, Romney, needs Newt Gingrich and Santorum to stay in the race.
Mitt Romney is thankful that Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich are still in this race. I know a lot of people are like, but that doesn't stand to reason. Surely he's got to want at least one of them to get out of it. I mean, they're a hassle to him. He's spending all this money. He can't hone in on Obama at this point. Conventional wisdom is that Mitt Romney would really like to just get rid of at least one of these clowns, right? That's what he's thinking. He's like, for crying out loud, can't somebody go away? Somebody go away? The last couple of days, Santorum made the comment that if Newt dropped out, he'd be beating Romney. And you may recall at one point Newt Gingrich was saying if Santorum would just drop out, that he would be beating Romney. At the time Gingrich said it, and at the time that Santorum said what he said, they were both probably right. This is based on the fact that, collectively, a majority of voters in every race have voted against Romney. Now, they've also voted against all the other candidates, and by this I mean that you don't have any of these candidates getting a clear majority. It's just not happening. I mean, maybe Romney, maybe he did one, I'm trying to think, but overall, you know, Romney in the 20s or the 30s, in the states that he wins. And what we do know is that over time, what has occurred is when voters who are not supporting Romney decide that whatever candidate that they are supporting, they're no longer going to support. They don't go to Romney, they go to someone else. They've bounced around. Even early on, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich. You didn't have Bachmann people go, oh, now I'm going to support Mitt Romney. Or Gingrich people say, now I'm going to support Mitt Romney. So here's the conundrum that Mitt Romney's in. is he knows that right now, as much as he may not like the circumstances of having a long, drawn-out primary, if either of these guys drop out, it lessens his chances of getting the nomination.
All right, so there's Nick Reed with an interesting argument about Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum. What say you about this? 800-510-8255. Here's another radio host, actually two of them, Chip Franklin and Chris Merrill, talking about the way the GOP candidates are their own worst enemy, in fact.
I don't know why the Republicans have such a fascination with Newt Gingrich. I get Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum's young.
Because we grew up on Captain Kangaroo, that's why. And we want to vote for the guy.
Dun-dun-dun.
Right?
Dun-dun-dun. Yeah. He is Captain Kangaroo. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... he has absolutely no chance of being the president of the United States. No. In fact, if there was a number below zero, I would invest in that.
Mm.
He has no chance. And Rick Santorum, I imagine you could envision a world that was upside down where he snuck in, where Obama gets caught with an animal or something in late October, you know. But I can't envision Rick Santorum winning it either, you know. Mitt Romney, on the other hand, again, this is to show you the shallowness of this argument, but he looks like a president,
yep.
You know, and he doesn't say crazy stuff. He was smart to avoid the whole Limbaugh thing. And
yeah, well, it depends on what crazy is. He doesn't say anything that's too crazy anyway. I mean, he does say, you want to make a $10,000 bet, and my wife has two Cadillacs. And I mean,
but
he doesn't exactly relate to the people, but it's not way off the deep end that he's saying.
I think that those are valid points. Yeah, when I say crazy, I mean he won't come out and put himself in.
Right.
Like most guys do in the primary.
I think we should marry a gecko or something like that. Right. Nothing absurd.
And, you know, I don't think once he gets out of the primary thing, the Mormon thing will be that big an issue because of Harry Reid. For one reason alone.
Yeah.
Harry Reid, who is, you know, the leader of the Senate, and is Mormon. And I don't see the Democrats using that. I think they'll definitely go after the Bain Capital and you know, that background. And
the elitist
thing.
Yeah.
Which probably will work. I'm one of those people. I agree with George Will. I think that the race is probably over. I think Obama is probably going to win just because it just seems to me it's one of those years the Republicans are like the Democrats were in the Bush second term. Mm. You know, all they have to do was get somebody up there. I mean, Bush is in the middle of an incredibly unpopular war. It's Bush. You know. All they have to do was nominate, and the best they could do is Kerry.
Right.
Really?
Right.
That's the best you got?
So is that the feeling here? Is that why, as people in the Republican Party, is that what you think if you're a Republican or an independent? There are people shuddering listening to those words from those two hosts because they can't imagine how this country will make it through, what kind of shape we'll be in, unless there's a completely Republican House and Senate to sort of curb some of this stuff. It's horrifying. Meanwhile, some of the comings and goings in especially Ohio, liberal Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who has been a favorite of mine for a long time because he's sort of like Ron Paul, a real maverick. He lost in the primary yesterday to Marcy Kaptur, who is one of his best friends. They redistricted that area of Ohio. So now his term in Congress is over. Marcy Kaptur runs. Does she win? Her opponent on the Republican side is Joe the Plumber. What do you think about that? 800-510-8255. And speaking of Ohio, former Congressman Bob Ney, who is an Ohio resident, says that he has repeatedly received robocalls from a group who identify themselves as Jews and Christians together. He says that the calls claim that Romney's record on gay rights is out of line with religion, going as far as to imply that Romney would allow teachers to cross-dress in this call. He said, I saw one of the scripts from the call. Here it is. Hi, my name is Brian Kemmerker. I'm a Jew from Massachusetts. And another caller on the line. And this is Darcy Brandon. I'm a Christian from California. If you believe, as we do, that marriage and sexuality should only be between a man and a woman, please help us stop Mitt Romney. As Governor Romney signed Gay Youth Pride Day proclamations promoting homosexuality in our elementary schools and unconstitutionally ordered state officials to make Massachusetts America's first same-sex marriage state. Romney supports open homosexuality in the military, the appointment of homosexual judges, and the ENDA law, which makes it illegal to fire a man who wears a dress and high heels to work, even if he's your child's teacher. When you vote, please vote for social sanity and Rick Santorum, not the homosexuality of Mitt Romney. That was a robocall. If I'd heard that, man, I'd have run to the polls to vote for Mitt Romney, not for Santorum. This is the kind of stuff that really divides this country. It's really amazing. All right, so I wanted you to know that because that was part of the campaign in Ohio. And Ohio, it's interesting also to look at the results. Ohio women preferred Romney over Santorum, and that's the secret here. As I've said a number of times, and so have others, the women are the key to the Republicans. The women and young people are the key to the Republicans winning. The women, there are, and you see the way this Rush Limbaugh thing has played out, at least initially. Limbaugh certainly didn't do himself any favors with this whole affair that he's now in the middle of. But in terms of the president calling this young woman, that was pure politics 101, as he wants to make sure he tries. And women react to that, as we would expect. Women think that it's cool that Obama called this young woman who was attacked by Rush Limbaugh, and that has worked well. But when it comes right down to it, Romney needs to get women to vote for them. Women are not going to vote for Rick Santorum in Mass. They're not, because of his point of view, because of this kind of stuff. Middle America abhors this kind of stuff, and that, I think, probably more helped Romney than anything else. Those robocalls, that kind of stuff. Middle America is, they find that anathema, totally against those points, and that's where 74% of the vote is. So I think that the people who say that Obama wins handily, I think, are mistaken. But because Ron Paul may be the secret ingredient here, his supporters, the younger male supporters, will go with Romney. Right now, Romney's not the favorite at all of young men. That's my analysis. What's yours? 800-510-8255. Your call's up next here on The Countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopard, snow
crab. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
800-510-8255. It was not a knockout day for Romney. Six altogether go to Romney. Santorum claims three. So as the results continue here, we discuss those and what looms for some of those who move ahead. For example, here's Douglas calling from Nebraska with Mitt Romney on his mind.
I have some issues about Romney. I don't know, here a while back, if anybody was listening, about the statement that he made about the poor people. He more or less put it to me like he could care less about the poor people. And the bragging that he does, that he drives this, his wife drives these Cadillacs, you know. We don't need somebody like that in office. We need somebody that's going to do something for us. You know, I've been a Democrat, damn near all my life. But I think Santorum has some very good issues. Romney, you know, like I said, he more or less builds himself up and stuff like that. We need to talk more about the economy issues and stuff. You know, I noticed that, like I said, I've listened to all the debates and everything. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, it has to be the American people all together that has to really decide, you know, if they leave it up to everybody, the American people. I think that this world would change. Nobody can get in there and do a job one day, 1 year, 2 years. I mean, it's going to take a while to turn this country around, because we had Bush in there. Bush says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Nobody can do it overnight.
Mm. All right, sir. Thank you for taking the time to call. 800-510-8255. Let's go down to one of the states from yesterday. Darren's in Jackson, Tennessee. Who'd you vote for, Darren?
Doug, I voted for Santorum. And,
okay.
Yes, sir. And I'm a social conservative Christian, but I heard you what you said about the robocalls a while ago, and that's the way I do things. That would turn me off, too. Not saying that would make me go vote for Ronnie, but still, there's better ways you win people over than just come out and going on those social issues towards Christians. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I'll tell you what, just coming from my perspective, for people to think that we're going to stay split, even if Romney rises as a nominee, I'm right now, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon, get me a bumper sticker, and anybody but Obama. I'm ready to vote for Romney if he gets his nomination.
You're with lots of other people on that one, sir. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the input. 800-510-8255. Let's see if we can get in from Rick in Michigan.
Well, Newt Gingrich, he's out of all of them, seems to be the one that's more firm, and he's got a plan, and he's detailing it, and he's contrasting. The one thing is that I'm really at awe about is that three-quarters of the American citizens do not know their Constitution or the what progressive movement is, the progressive agenda. So on both sides, they've taken up the whole Democratic Party and some of the Republican Party.
That's for sure. Woo-hoo, man. All right, Rush Limbaugh on the Focus next year on the Countdown, 51 past the hour.
I'm
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 53 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Moving on with the focus on Rush Limbaugh. Pretty hard to not comment or think about this situation. This is a very polarizing conversation, and it's amazing the number of people that have decided to weigh in on this. The controversy is all about Rush Limbaugh's slut comments. Aimed at this woman, Miss Slacker, is that? That was her name, I think. Fluke, I'm sorry. Where did I come up with Slacker? Anyway, yeah, Miss Fluke. So, what do you think about this? Is it the end of Rush Limbaugh? A lot of people think that it is. I think that's wishful thinking. But he's lost about a dozen advertisers. And I got a call because I own the production company that puts this program together and several other radio programs. So, it was interesting to get a call late last night from one of the advertising agencies suggesting that one of the clients, I think it was Sears, wants to be sure it has nothing to do with Rush Limbaugh or any station that he's on. Now, if that continues and stations start hurting because of this, there is going to be a very serious impact. And the fact that the folks at Clear Channel own, and a lot of people understand how all of this stuff works, coming in Clear Channel, which is run by a company called Bain Capital, and one of its major investors is Mitt Romney. This company is not about it doesn't have the same political point of view as the family that owned the company and established it before. That's number one. And number two, they're not interested in having all of this stuff. So whether they buy Rush Limbaugh out, I mean, it's all speculation at this point in time. Limbaugh's not going away unless he wants to go away. But because the other big company, this company called Cumulus, which now has a large number of stations and is moving a lot of the content that came from other sources away and putting on its own content, they've decided to put Mike Huckabee up against Rush Limbaugh directly from noon until 3 live every day Eastern time. And I'm betting there are going to be a lot of stations who will give their notices now. I think that's going to happen for Limbaugh and take up Huckabee. I think it's the best thing that could have happened to the Huckabee program as it gets started. At any rate, here are radio hosts Jack Mitchell and John Bishop talking to one of their callers about this controversy.
It's really distracted from the actual issue at hand. It really isn't even about contraception anymore. And whether or not it's it should be allowed by insurance, whether it should, you know, whether it's a woman's issue, whether it's a religious issue. All those things kind of got shoved under the carpet. And now it's all about whether or not Rush Limbaugh should be taken off the air because he used the word slut.
And just to clarify, I don't know about you, John, but on that issue, I think it's a pretty close call. I don't think either side of that is being, you know, I can understand why the Catholic Church feels the way it does. I can also understand the reason a Creighton student was frustrated when she found out her tubal ligation wasn't covered and she didn't know it.
Right.
I mean, I don't think she was a whore. I don't think the Catholic Church is being extremists on this. I kind of get it. And that happens sometimes. And it's okay to say that we've got some tough issues.
Mm-hmm.
On that. And, you know, nobody wants to say that, though. No, everybody wants the other side to be the devil incarnate.
Here's Joe. Joe, welcome. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just am amazed that they have managed to take all the economy and everything off the topic list and to slam something back like this. And as for Rush, he's an entertainer. I mean, he's there. He's got his name out there now. He's going to pick up listeners, not lose them over this, because people want to hear what he's saying just so they could hear it. You don't hear him screaming about stuff John Daly said about Joe the Plumber 4 years ago and stuff.
Who?
They're trying to get off the topic so that we do not have to talk about the economy. We do not have to talk about the jobs. They don't want to talk about that, but this brings the topic to something else that brings it to the forefront.
Listen, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
I think this is an important conversation to have, frankly, as evidenced by what I said a half hour ago, 20 minutes ago. I think this is the way we discuss and the way we advocate for our beliefs are as important right now as almost anything, long term,
mm-hmm.
in the country. And so I think it's worth the time to discuss some of these things personally. And, you know, whether or not it's some media conspiracy to get the headline, I don't, whatever.
Who knows?
I don't really buy into that. But, you know, but I personally obviously do have some passion and think this is an important issue. The larger discussion that's come from it, at least, not the minutia of the Rush Limbaugh situation.
Well, it's interesting what program directors are saying. I heard some people suggest that Limbaugh ought to go play golf for a while and clear the air, get off the air to have him not be such a target. That's the report from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.